Some of you may be too young to remember, but in the olden days, you didn't automatically get R, S, T, L, N, and E in the Wheel of Fortune bonus round. You had to ask for them. And everyone did, so now they're given. Today, when you ask someone how they're doing, our unsettling new normal presumes certain givens. Job changes, kids way behind in school, a pandemic, mugging, carjacking, killing, a new depth of insanity in Washington, the decimation of all decency by a malevolent Russian madman. So other than that, other than R, S, T, L, N, and E, how is it going? To complain about our displacement these past couple of years, each in our own circumstances, is an offense against the now 10 million in Ukraine who have been exiled from their homes, and the additional 82-some million worldwide, including those from south of the border, who have been forcibly displaced as a result of wars, persecutions, violence, and human rights violations. But our taste of personal displacement can open a door in us at last to those who have been displaced in an altogether more consuming way. In today's scripture, we hear the prelude to one of the most consequential displacements in human history. God wants Moses to speak to and speak for the Israelites in exile. Moses protests, "Oh, my Lord, I have never been eloquent. I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." Something, Moses had a speech impediment. To Moses' repeated resistance, God's repeated response is, "I will be with you. I will be with you. I will be with you." To our resistance to speak to and speak for the displaced, as well as to our own displacement in a world seemingly off its very axis, Jesus assures us of the same. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. To the eye, it's a bite of bread. For the soul and spirit, it is salvation.